Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. Tonight, live in studio, we have a band called Collapsing Opposites for you, local band. It's going to be fantastic. You want to stick around for that. They're just doing the final sound check and setup right now. We'll bring them up very shortly. Of course, you've been listening to a lot of volleyball action on CITR's and CITR Sports for you. Luckily, both teams won the games tonight, so it's very exciting. I'm sure you enjoyed it. I'm going to start off the show with some music. This is a band from Guelph, Ontario. They call the Bar Mitzvah Brothers, and this is the song I'm going to play called Projectionist on CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
His cue. 7 times is all for you. It's a star. The price is paid. 2 for 1's the day. The choice is made. Gonna pick a back row seat.
I Tip her back and don't let her go. Hold her tight, don't waste this opportunity. Listen to that whistle. Watch her tip, drip, drip, drip. Jesus, Jeff, you got a good thing going. Jesus Christ, you got a good swing, baby. Won't be long till the tip of the sea. Fill my cup with one of me. Ice is melting, tip and sink. Don't go, that's your anchor. There's no shore.
That is Jeff, OK Vancouver, OK, a song from the album I Get So Drunk About Songs About Love. The song is This Water's Rising. You are listening to CITR Radio. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. We are still going to have a live band in studio playing. Collapsing Opposite is going to be on very shortly. It's running into little minor technical difficulties. It's going to happen. And for those listening, regular listeners, you know that our show usually ends at 11 o'clock, but today we're going to go all the way over, so you're going to listen to a full set. Don't worry about it. I am going to tell you what I played in that set before OK Vancouver OK. I played some Better Friends and Lovers from their brand new album Great Loves. The song I play is Sailor. Before that, I played some Green Bell Collective. I say some because I the CD kind of went go wonkers on me, so I play half a song of Car Planet off the CD Our Homes. And I start off the set with some Bar Mitzvah Brothers, a song called Projectionist. So, I'm going to get back to a bit more music, and we'll come back to Collapsing Opposites, live in studio, very, very shortly. Do not go anywhere. Wake up the kids. Wake up your grandparents. Do whatever you want to do. This is some brand new, The Rain and the Sidewalk. And the song I'm going to play is Misguided Dream.
grace of poetic images and innocence. Your power arises in those who chase the revolution. The shape of the faces, geometrical magic, perfectly adorned with this symmetrical magic. Box of cheeks, our hair is alive, arrivals are intriguing. Your ears are so sensual, they set my heart on fire. Like my words seem to objectify, but dying gameness above her beauty I adore. I'm innocent, anyone as attractive and as ever away have worked so well. She is complete. I must admit, when I have my shade wrapped around me and a bit clinging to my pillow for dear life, as if I'm to be drawn into oblivion. How I wish I had a hero with me. All the appeal of a big, warm, foxy, cuddly, cuddly teddy bear. To talk to her, if I could find the courage to express my feelings. If only I wasn't so old, creepy and sheepish, maybe I would toast, panic and run away. Oh, if I could surround myself with her, to be engulfed in her, to melt in her embrace would be heaven. I must admit, when I have my shades wrapped around me and a bed's really clinging to my pillow for dear life, as if I'm about to be drawn into oblivion, how I wish I had her with me. Started with all the appeal of a big, warm, fuzzy, cuddly, cuddly teddy bear.
In Spain, kicking at a matador in a red cape, who keeps sticking swords in my side.
supposed to make a choice? I was born with holes, I was raised in a van. Is there a deal being made here? Is there an offer on the table? Yeah, because I'll take it. Oh, I'll take it over the stamps. Oh, I'll take it over bleeding dry. Oh, I'll take it over the stamps. Oh, I'll take it over bleeding dry. But what about the fans and the glorious cheers?
So that was some Joel and the Last of the Neighbors. Short-Lived Summer is the EP. The song I play is Crusades. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM live from Thunderbird. Radio Hell is the program. Right now, live in studio with us, we have Collapsing Opposites.
Okay, are we on the air? All right, this is Collapsing Opposites. Sorry about the delay. You didn't know that that we were starting at 11. That's because it's daylight savings time tonight, and it's actually only 10.
Dancing Opposites, live on CITR. Welcome, everybody.
Thanks, Ben.
Hi. Thank you.
How are things going? Did I do something? Did I cut into your song?
What's that? No.
Okay,
no.
I'm like, I was wondering why people are laughing. Am I that funny looking, really? So do you guys want to quickly introduce yourself on the radio program for the people listening out there in Radioland? A lot of volleyball fans, obviously, at this point.
That's how good. Did that game turn out in the end?
The T-Birds won.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's all good. Otherwise, they'll be turning up the radio, I think.
We thought we heard you say both teams won. And we thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, the women's played and the men's played.
So okay. But the opponent.
Yeah, they
had
lost.
To lose.
Yeah.
Both
it's not shindig. Not everybody, you know. It's not one of those things where everybody wins. No. introductions?
Very quickly. My name's Ryan.
My name is Jared.
I'm Frank Kennedy.
Frank Kennedy. And you're classing opposites. This is the third time? Or fourth? Third? Under this?
I think this is the fourth time we played at Thunderbird Hall.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, because I remember playing here twice by myself, and then once with Laura and Jeff, and then this would be the fourth. So, yeah, but that's over a period of like 5 or 6 years. So
many years. Okay.
We haven't been hogging the airwaves too much, I don't think. But
yeah, welcome back. It's just like so many times that I know it's more than twice.
Oh, is it? Oh yeah, maybe even five.
Okay,
no, it must be four.
The first time is the one that we all remember. But
the first time was the band, and then I think I only played by myself once, maybe, and then with Laura and Jeff, and then with Jared and Laura.
Okay, yeah. And I'd like to quickly talk about your sound right now. It's slightly different than the last time you were here. Am I correct in making that assessment? A little bit.
Yeah, I think so.
A little bit more upbeat, maybe.
Well, this band's been around for a long time, and it's gone through a lot of phases and developments, and this is like just kind of what we're feeling right now, what I'm feeling, and it seems like this is what Laura and Jared are feeling too. I don't know, for me, like I wrote a lot of the songs I wrote before were kind of based around like the looping pedal and stuff like that, and as time went on, I've become a little less interested in that. It's like, I mean, it's still a cool thing, but it's sometimes that's the only thing people notice when they see your show and you have like this effect that's like so dominant. Mm-hmm. That's like people come up to you afterward and say like, oh, what's that cool pedal you're using? It's like, sometimes people don't. It blinds people to like the songs and to the band entirely, because all they think about is like that looping, right? And so that's like, that was supposed to be just like not really like a main part of the intentions of the band. So I started writing songs that were just more like more normal, I guess, like with verses and choruses and stuff, and then when we added the drums and bass, it kind of just got rocking. Laura,
who needs a looping station when you have a band?
They kind of do feel like the looping station becomes redundant when you have people playing the other parts. It's not just all you.
Yeah.
Right. And do you notice that people are now coming up to you and not talking about the loopiness?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
It's like, nice shirt. No?
I mean, I guess we just used it on that last song, but that's the only song tonight that we're playing that we use it on. And, I mean, I don't know. I still think it's kind of cool, but it's not supposed to be the main thing, right? And right. So the whole hope is that having a band will be kind of like, will be taken a little more seriously, maybe, as a band, than just some weird project with some pedals.
Well, were you finding that you weren't being taken seriously, or...?
Well, I mean, I guess I'm sensitive, but that's what I felt like, and there's no, like, not by any one review or person or anything like that, but just, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no input. I haven't been in this band until right now.
Yeah, Jarrett just joined us. We'd like to officially welcome Jarrett. The other difference is the first time we've got a bass in the band, and that's really, really fun. The last couple years we've had a keyboard player that kind of played bassy parts on the keyboard.
I came in and I had learned keyboard parts on the bass. I was like, well, I guess that's my in if I learn the songs on the bass, but I just learned the keyboard. But no, we don't need a keyboard. And then we didn't have keyboard for about 5 minutes of the first practice, and then the keyboard was back instantly.
Yeah. How did you managed to hook up with, right?
With this group, I managed to hook up due to my very special Valentine, Patrick William Clayton Garrity, who's here in studio today. Ryan and I both play in his band, the Rollmock Electric Band. And so I met Ryan and hit out with Ryan. I knew he was looking for a bass player, and I like collapsing opposites, and I like playing the bass with people who are friendly and enjoyable and good at what they do. And I'm playing with Ryan and Laura, which is incredible because they're both just amazing musicians. So I feel really like I've lucked out here. I don't feel I deserve to be in this band at this point with the people I'm playing with.
Yeah, every word of that is true.
It's a lot of...
Except Jared's pretty cool too, you know. You know, we love each other here.
Thanks, Ryan.
We're not humble. I mean, we are humble, but we're not proud to. We're not going to lie to you, basically, is what I'm saying. I'm saying we're number one.
I would agree with that.
And happy Valentine's Day.
We have a song called Number One that we're going to play now, and it's spelled like when you write it out, it goes N-O period one, and the idea is like it's no one, but N-O also is short for number one, so it's like you're number one, but you're really nobody. So that's a good segue.
Collapsing opposite.
This is called Zero Two. To beat everyone, battle of the band champions. Are you really having any fun?
When you go looking in the dictionary, you'll find something scary. You'll parry, you'll parry. Words are made of other words, are made of other words, are made of other words, are made of other. When you look back in the bibliography, and when you go research the downtown library, thoughts are made of other thoughts, are made of other words, are made of other words, are made of other. Look back into your history. When you look thoughtfully at your discography, songs are made of other songs, are made of other thoughts, are made of other thoughts, are made of other words, are made of other words, are made of other. And when you go gaze into the galaxy, go mingle in the paparazzi. Do 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 do. Stars are made of other stars, are made of other songs, are made of other songs, are made of other thoughts, are made of other thoughts, are made of other words, are made of other words, are made of other. Same as your eyes. On and on we're marching on, full respect for the times. And on our light shines on, we'll follow the lights we shine. Lights are made of other lights, are made of other stars, are made of other stars, are made of other songs, are made of other songs, are made of other thoughts, are made of other thoughts, are made of other words, are made of other words, are made of other.
I'd like to apologize for the fact that I don't know how to use my distortion pedal yet. Just right now.
Oh, it's all good.
I just gave up ship.
It's all good. So, you just came back from Montreal.
Yeah.
Did you just play by yourself, or did you play at all?
I went to visit my special Valentine.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she's listening right now.
Oh, I thought you meant Will Austin, but.
Yeah, him too. I'm sure he's listening right now. I played some shows by myself. I missed Laura and Jared a lot, actually, on some of the songs, especially, and other songs even more. But it was fun to play by myself a little bit too, and see some friends and stuff. But you know, it was pretty relaxed. It was just a nice little week.
Right. Right. Yeah. So just playing by yourself. Were you just going back to what you were doing, or were you?
A little bit. The other thing that we should tell you about is we've been doing some speeches at our shows, and that was a project that I decided to do as just one of the many forms of this band's taken. But which in the speeches consists of taking older songs that we all know and love, and taking away the music and adding in other words, like in between all the words that are in the song, to kind of turn them into a speech or like a lecture. And we made a cassette a little while ago that has two sides to it, like all cassettes, but it's the same songs on both sides. And one side is the band, not this band, but some collections from songs from various bands that we've had in our band. And the other side is the same songs in the same order, but as speeches. And so partly what the shows in Montreal were some speeches promoting the cassette. We just made like 100 copies of the tape It's on a local record label called French Immersion Records that you should check out. They have lots of other really good stuff too. But we just made 100 tapes, and there's only a few left, but that was the Montreal shows were the official tour of promoting this cassette, the Music and Words cassette tour, which consisted of a lot of shows in Vancouver and one show in Victoria and three shows in Montreal. So that's now, that's like kind of the end of the that era. There might be still speeches here and there sometimes, but I feel like the speeches kind of was a really fun project, but it reached its conclusion, and now we're ready to rock, and that's like the next rock. Thing. The rock is like the where we're going now. So Montreal was kind of, those shows were kind of closing a chapter, and now we're moving on to the next chapter in the book. Yeah. So yeah.
And I know you liked to go on tour a lot, just back in the old days, or even recently, you go on disappear for months on and onwards. Are the rest of the band excited about going to Ryan some one of these days?
I have no problem with disappearing for months on end. That would be wonderful if I just disappeared and then I could randomly call someone and say, yeah, I'm in Shreveport, Louisiana. How you doing? I'm having a good time here. That would be wonderful. So I'm looking forward to being on a road trip where we all slowly begin to loathe each other. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, we've been having this debate about whether we should record our songs before the tour or after. And at first I wanted to do it after. I still kind of do because I think we'll get a lot better on the tour. But the other point is that by the end of a tour, we might like be so tired of the songs and so tired of each other that the last thing we want to do is go into a studio and like make important decisions on the same songs that we've just been playing every night. But I don't know. It's a toss-up. I think we should do a short tour where we're not long enough to hate each other and hate the songs, and then record and then do a long tour and then hate each other. But by then, the album will already be done, so it won't matter.
Is there anything planned right now, album-wise or even tour-wise or anything-wise?
Well, we're in the early stages of an album, I guess. Like, we haven't recorded a single note, but we're, like, most of the songs we're playing tonight are new songs. By new, I mean, like, since the last album. These are songs that haven't been recorded yet. So we're still kind of writing them. We're still kind of like trying out different versions and getting to know them and stuff like that. And I've learned from past mistakes where I've recorded too soon, like recorded right when the song is fresh and then the song always gets better afterwards, but the recording is already a record of how it was at that moment. And that's cool too, but I'd like for these songs to reach their full maturity and then record them. So yeah, we're not gonna rush. Like, we're all busy people with other bands and school and work and stuff like that. And just trying to keep it real, you know, like not take our band too seriously. We've got lots of things in our lives that are more important than this. But we're having fun with it too at the same time.
Okay, so. Awesome. So we're live on CITR with Colossing Opposites, keeping it real with a few more songs. So we'll come back and talk a bit more.
Okay. So yeah, let's do this one. This one's about working, speaking of that, other priorities.
It's time to stop, the shop is shut. It's time to package all your stuff and leave, and leave, and ding dong, sing another song. We'll go shopping, we got options. We'll be wanting what you got. We'll be needing what we're seizing. We'll be leaving what we're seeing. Give us that stuff, we want it all, yes, we will get what we want, cause we like it a lot, and we're not gonna stop till we get that stuff. Take whatever you've got, cause we really, really want it a lot. We'll take whatever, cause we're never, ever, ever gonna get all the things that we want. We want work so hard to earn our meager pay, our pay. We work all night and we work in the day, and when we get a full day off, we've got to shop and pack a lunch, prepare to work again the next day. And time is just another currency, money. So all of us are rich, rich, rich indeed, indeed. So keep your clock a ticking, talking, keep your boss from knock, knock, knocking. All of us rich indeed. And ding, a dong, sing another song. We'll go shopping, we got options. We'll be wanting what you got. We'll be seeing what we're needing. We'll be leaving what we're seeing. We want what you got. Give us that stuff. We want it all. Yes, we will get what we want, because we like it a lot. And that's what we want, because we want it a lot. And we're not going to stop, because that's what we want. We're not going to stop till we get that stuff.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I know you're clapping out there, so I just wanted to thank you for clapping. Okay, this is Mind Body.
I know everybody wants to play with their bodies. I know everybody wants to touch somebody. I know everybody wants to fuck their bodies. If you want to be here, you're going to have to feel it. If you want to get here. I know everybody wants to have a bunch of buddies. I know everybody wants to be my buddy. I know everybody needs to love somebody. If you want to be our friends, you want to be our friends. If you want to be our friends, if you want to be our friends, if you want to be our friends. Friends until the end. Friends until the end. If you want to be our friends, well, you sent that message and we wrote back right away. But then I never heard from you again. Well, if you want to be our friends, you want to be our friends. You're going to have to send. You're going to have to send. If you want to be our friends, you want to be our friends. Well, it's time to get a little bit mental. Physical kids, we don't know. We don't know. We don't. We'll get high. We'll get on the highway up to the university library. Of ourselves. Little debates. You'd be on my team. I'm in the body. You'd be on my team. My team always wins. Cause I know everything. It's a think that's a thing. I know everything and I know there's no such thing. I know what I think and it's all that I think. You know what we think and you know that you think. We know that you know and we know we'll both know. I know what I know and I know we'll never know. I know that I know and it's all that I know. You know what you know and I know we'll both know. But you're gonna have to feel if you wanna get real. You're gonna have to feel if you wanna get real. You're gonna have to feel if you wanna get real. You're gonna have to feel if you wanna get real. You're gonna have to feel if you wanna get real. You're gonna have to feel if you wanna get real. You're gonna have to feel if you wanna get real. You're gonna have to feel if you wanna get real. Well, it's time to get a little bit mental. Physical kids, we don't know, we don't know, we don't. We'll get high, we'll get on the highway up to the university library. Have ourselves little debate. There'll be two teams, the mind and the body. You be on my team always wins.
Opposites live. on CITR. For those of you tuning in to listen to Laugh Track with Cliff Nesteroff, well, this is not him.
This is it.
He ate too much chocolate today, and he can't come in. That's one of the dark sides of dark chocolates. I don't know what the hell that was. Can we talk a bit about what happened? Well, what is Local Kids Make Good still?
Local Kids Make Good Records?
Yeah.
Yeah, they released our album Inside Chance,
right,
which is our most recent album of new songs. The tape came out since then, but that's still our most recent album. And I haven't really heard much news from them in a while. I know that they made that CD and they promoted it and stuff like that.
Right.
I heard that they had some I don't know. You might know more than me.
Well, Dave lives in Surrey now, and Mike is in Toronto.
Yeah, I know they travel around a lot, yeah, those guys.
Right. So
they used to have a show on CITR, didn't they?
Yeah, Local Kids
Make Good.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what
I remember listening to.
And yeah, it just says they sort of separated. I don't know how they're going to do it. I just haven't heard from them.
Yeah, I know they still want to be a record label.
Right.
But they haven't released anything since then. So I'm not sure if they're waiting for bands to come to them, or if they want to, maybe they're trying to just save up some money and stuff. Like, it's tough beans for a record label these days. Like, I don't know. I from a business point of view, it's, it doesn't seem like the best venture to get into unless you've got some kind of future superstar.
Would you want to get into it? Because you seem like a very do-it-yourself
me
kind of guy.
Well, I mean, a lot of our own albums I've released by myself, I guess, and that was fine. I've never bothered making a name for a record label.
Right.
But I think it's relatively easy for people to release their own music these days, especially with CDRs and stuff. They're so cheap and so easy to do it, and that's by and large what most people are doing. So maybe it's some kind of revolution.
Right.
You don't need record labels.
Yeah. Speaking of doing do it yourself, I don't know if we talked about it last time, but can we talk a bit about Homefest maybe? Because you sort of
that
was a while ago, but you know.
Yeah, it was a concert that me and this guy Allies Productions, we organized it together. And
you got how many bands or people playing?
There was 20 or something like that. It went all day. It was just a weird alignment of the stars that so many local bands were coming home from tour at the same time, and a lot of them were friends of mine. I wanted to throw a big party to welcome them home. Although the problem with that was all of those bands had just been playing shows every night, and the last thing they wanted to do was see an all day concert with 20 bands. That kind of didn't really work the way I anticipated, but it was also good because there was a lot of people on tour from different cities that got a chance to play a pretty fun show in Vancouver.
Well, it was a good crowd. I mean, the space wasn't that big, so the flow over and people were just swapping in and out constantly. I thought it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, I think so. It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
You guys were there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we both played there, I guess, Laura and I, with different bands. Not this band. We weren't in this band, but we both played at Homefest.
All three of us played in three separate bands that day, so that was fun.
Would you do it again if that sort of thing happened?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, that's going to be pretty common, because bands go on tour in the summer and they come back all at the same time, no?
Yeah, sort of. Maybe. I mean, that was a couple weeks after Pop Montreal, so it was a coincidence that everybody went to Pop Montreal and was coming back at the same time. So, I mean, we had a really sweet venue, and some really nice friends of mine let us do it there for almost no money, and that was pretty awesome. Realistically, if you were to do that kind of show properly, you'd have to charge a lot more for a cover, because we couldn't really pay most of the bands. The only ones we paid were bands on tour, and we paid them next to nothing. And I don't know, just the way it worked out. But it was I don't think anybody minded. Nobody said anything if they did mind, and it was kind of more of a community thing than a money thing. But it was a lot of work for me, but I thought it was fun. People seemed to like it. So maybe next time, if we were to do it again, it would be nice to get some kind of sponsorship or something to help out with stuff like that, so we could pay the bands and that kind of thing. But I don't know, it was fun. Did you guys like it?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not elaborating. Yes.
Okay. Awesome. We are live on CITR with Collapsing Opposites, and they have more tunes for us to enjoy.
Yeah, I think we have four more songs, so we'll play two, and then we'll talk about some other projects that we have in the works, and then we'll play two more, and then that'll be the end. We'll blow it out.
Awesome.
All right. So.
This is we're gonna do. This is tentatively called Star.
Oh, I was gonna say, for this song, we have some wonderful backup vocalists to join us. The lovely and talented Patrick Garrity and the and Jessica Wilkins.
That's true. You guys should turn around.
Yeah. So come on up, guys.
This is a sing along, and you'll figure it out. So everybody out there listening can sing along in their cars, on their bikes.
You'll know.
Yeah, you'll pick it up. Whether you're on your bike, in a park, making tea, maybe you're making love to your Valentine, in a nice warm place somewhere. This one's for you. Said the music fan to the touring band, do you hear what I hear? Do you hear what I hear? It sounds like nothing I have ever heard. Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
I would like to buy your new CD and a t-shirt, but only if it's cheap. And a t-shirt, but only if it's cheap. Said the touring band to the music fan, do you know what I know?
Do you know what I know?
All the cash we get goes into gas.
Do you know what I know?
Do you know what I know?
We must drive if the tour's to survive, and all that gas we burn goes up into the sky. And all that gas we buy burns up into the sky. Said the old man to the old man, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Up there on that stage, little man,
do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star driving in his car. They'll get close and then they'll get far. They'll go close and then they'll go far. Said the old man to the old man,
do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am?
Just in terms of the economy,
do you know what I am?
Do you know what I am?
We've become a fundraising machine for the oil and gas industry. We're a part of the oil industry. Said the future man to the music band, listen to what I say,
listen to what I say.
I am from the future, understand.
Listen to what I say.
Songs are gone, but your legacy lives on. The exhaust from your van will carry on. The exhaust from your van is in the smog. Yes, you're gonna go. Sing another song. You got 1,500 miles and you'll go on. You got 17 hours to get there and you'll go on. You know, you can stop time. Maybe you should give it a try. You know you are not a black hole or a collapsed star. You know you can still go. Woo-hoo-hoo. Woo-hoo-hoo. You are not really moving. The world is really moving. You get pulled along with it. Unless you're really with it. And if you jump up high, you can escape from time under your feet.
crush everything you try all at once. At the same time, you can't escape from places. You can't escape from races. You can't escape from faces. Places, races, spaces, places, races, spaces. Places, races, spaces, places, races, spaces, places, races. You've got no time. You are a smart woman. You can stop the time. The whole world revolves around you. The whole world revolves around you. You are a big man. You got your own gravity. You are the sun and you're in your social system. The whole world revolves around you. Everybody matters, but what matters surrounds you. You are a superstar, you'll go far. You are a superstar, yes you're gonna go on.
Collapsing Opposites on CITR live in studio. The can we quickly talk about your how people can get a hold of you just before do anything else?
We have a website which is www.collapsingopposites.com, and on there you will find music and information about shows and members. You'll also find links to our various other projects, and you'll also find an email address and a link to a MySpace page, and you'll find lots of things, statistics about past shows.
I hadn't seen that until the other day. I saw the statistics page. It's mind-blowing.
Wow.
It's there. Every fact that you could ever want to know about this band is there. It was amazing. I was enthralled. A lot of facts, at least.
It's accurate, too.
It was enthralling.
You know, it's really easy when you have a website to let it get out of date, but I've been priding myself on trying to keep it as detailed up-to-date as possible. There's, one band that we played with at one show that I forgot the name of, and I wasn't able to find out the name of, and I feel really bad that it just has a blank on the past shows page. Yeah.
That's it. And upcoming shows?
Upcoming shows? Yeah, we're playing. Are we allowed to promote the show on Saturday? Yeah. We're playing at a house on Saturday called the Hawks House, which Laura could probably tell us a little bit more about. I understand it's been having shows at this house for a long time, and now it's closing down or something?
Yeah, the Hawks House has a really rich history in Strathcona. But unfortunately, the house was sold, and all of the people who lived there were evicted. So this is the last show that they'll be having, which should be really fun and sad at the same time. And it's Saturday, and the location is on the corner of Hawks and Georgia.
Who else
and
is
who's
playing?
Playing?
The other bands. Better Friends and Lovers, which is my band that I drum for. And who else? There's possibly going to be a surprise band. Possibly the Doers, apparently.
Wintermits,
and Holly Brown, and Class Collapsing Opposites.
Is Jeremy and his other band playing?
Oh, yeah, Cobra Dojo. And another secret band, which is like a bunch of side projects of a lot of Vancouver musicians.
Mm-hmm. Nice. When does it all begin?
You know, nighttime on Saturday.
the right time.
If you show up at a house and there's someone drinking a beer somewhere around the house, you're probably there at the right time.
55 minutes after the sun goes down.
It's not an afternoon thing. It's an evening thing.
Yeah, rock and roll o'clock.
Rock and roll o'clock.
Rock and roll o'clock.
And then we're playing on the 29th at Hoko's Leap Year show with a lot of great bands.
It's like seven other bands there.
It's going to be a good show. I can't even remember all of them. I know Search Parties and Russian Words, I think.
Yeah, these kids called Russian Words have this really cool thing going on. Like, they're all, well, to us, they're quite young. To them, I'm sure they're just at the right age. But they're, you know, they're like the all ages scene in Vancouver. It seems like they've been putting on these shows at Hoko's like once a month, and like so many like high school kids come to them and stuff. It's really awesome. Like, all the shows I've been to of theirs have been amazing. And I like them as a band too. And and they're the all ages Vancouver right now. So you should really check out Russian Words if you're like, you know, 20 years old or younger. Or even if you're not, you should check them out too.
Yeah, awesome. So you want to talk a bit about the side projects?
We're all in other doing other things right now. One thing that that sounds really exciting that I'm excited about is Laura is starting an art gallery on her bass drum.
Yeah, four on the floor projects just kind of started this year. Right now I have a very amazing image of a cat on the front of my kick drum, and I would love to have many other things in the future. So this project hopefully will have like a revolving space for the display of whoever wants to display whatever they want to display there, if that makes any sense. And if anybody's interested, they can email me, and the address is 4ontheFloorProjects@gmail.com, and that's all spelled out.
You get your nice art on her beautiful drum.
It can be anything.
It just has to be that size, right?
Oh, yeah, it's 22 inch.
And, did you want to talk about any of your other projects, Jarrett?
I have a couple of things going on. I have a show on your rival station on CJSF that's going on that just moved to Wednesday. Oh, yeah. I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah.
I moved to Wednesday nights now at 11. It's called Geographing with Jarrett Evan Sampson. As well, as I said, Ryan and myself are in another band, the Rollmock Electric Band, and we have a show coming up at Pat's Pub on the 22nd, and we're playing with the Bloggers and I can't remember, Apollo Ghosts, and Better Friends and Lovers, of course. Not Apollo Ghosts. So Laura gets to play with us again as well. We're all playing one more time, but not the same band. Who else is playing?
Search Parties.
I said Search Parties, Better Friends and Lovers, ourselves, and the Bloggers. Yeah, and I really like the Bloggers. I've only heard the songs on their MySpace, but I assume they have to be great already because they're fantastic.
Yeah, they're cool with their 1-2 minute songs.
I also wanted to say hi to my friend Snorkel.
You have a friend named Snorkel?
Yes.
That's really awesome. That's not your cat?
Maybe. Could be a cat. Could be a...
You're ruining the mystique of radio. We have a little bit less than 10 minutes left. And you want to try to squeeze your two songs?
You want us to try to stretch these out to fill the whole 10 minutes?
No. just play your two songs.
Because we can.
We can stretch it up by chatting because I have many things to ask you about still.
Okay. Wow. And you were saying you didn't think you'd have any questions, and once you got.
I don't want to get you freaked out.
I know you've been researching this interview for months.
Yeah, pretty much.
Scouring the internet, past.
I mean, you're not crying
magazines.
Yet. I was just trying to be easy on you. It's Valentine's Day. I don't want to make people cry.
Yeah, just save that. Just save that
scene.
For the end. That's
a bad scene. Yeah. Collapsing Opposite on CITR.
This is a really old song called JAC that's been sitting in the back shelves collecting dust since 2004, and it's been requested lots of times. So I certainly hope that those people that requested it are listening right now, because we're probably not going to keep it alive for long. We might play it tonight and maybe one other time, and then that'll be it for this song. But it hasn't been played in years, so you should be lucky that we're even playing it at all right now. It's from the album Sincerity Sarcasm, which was a CDR from 2004. But this could have been a hit, you know, if we'd had the right.
It's a hit now.
Yeah, could have been. Okay, so this is called JAC.
there is no potential. I know there is no one out there just waiting for me. I know there is no thing to do but you. I know there is no thing to do but you. I know there is no Jesus Christ. I know there is no
trying to bring back the tradition of trading solos around, where well, maybe some other bands already brought it back. I bet you like Black Mountain probably does that too, but it's pretty cool. The drum solo, the bass solo, the guitar solo, everything, you know, everybody solo. Okay, we have one more song. This is called The Land of Opportunity. What you want, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? You gonna take a walk, are you gonna make a move? You can talk a lot of talk, but the people want you. Thank you.
sky is falling, but we know that's a lie.
Opposites live on CITR. We are actually out of time. Even though I have all these questions for you, I got your grade two teacher, Mrs. Douglasworth on the phone, and I think we have to hang up on her. Sorry, we're out of time.
Bye, Mrs. Douglasworth.
And thanks for coming out. Hope you have a great time. The website is collapsingopposites.com and myspace.com/collapsingopposites. Shows coming up everywhere. Hawks House on Saturday and February 29th at Hoko's?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's right.
My memory is pretty good. And I'd like to thank Irene for doing sound. And you can listen to this again on the podcast, CITR.ca. Click on podcast. So now coming up is Raw Radio.
How hot is hot?
Oh, baby, I like it raw.
R-A-W.
Oh, baby, I like it raw.
R-A-W.
Oh, baby, I like it raw.
R-A-W.
Oh, baby, I like it raw.
R-A-W. R-A-W.